The midnight hour has passed.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. GM blew through a big deadline looking for a majority of its bondholders to agree to restructure $27 billion in debt. This morning, the company's expected to announce it wasn't even close, that only a small fraction agreed to the deal. It was the troubled automaker's last shot at avoiding bankruptcy. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
Without a deal with bondholders, GM is now expected to declare Chapter 11 within days. It would be the largest industrial bankruptcy in U.S. history. GM would need at least $50 billion from taxpayers to get through the restructuring. In exchange, the U.S. government would own as much as 70% of the new company. Reports say the government wouldn't be involved in the day-to-day operations of the company, and it would try to sell off its stake as soon as possible to recoup its investment. Canada and the United Auto Workers would also have stakes in a new GM. The GM bankruptcy would come less than a month after that of crosstown rival Chrysler. Chrysler heads to court today to ask a bankruptcy judge for permission to sell itself to Italy's Fiat. Auto dealers, bondholders, and former employees have filed more than 100 objections to the deal. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Hey, GM stock closed up yesterday by a penny to $1.44. The Dow Jones Industrial up about 2.3%, 196 points to close at 84.73 yesterday. The S&P 500 up 2.5%, NASDAQ up 3.5%. Was it tech stocks yesterday? In Asia, markets closed mostly higher. The Hang Seng added 5.25%. European markets are basically flat and mixed right now. Microsoft is reportedly planning to reboot its search engine with a new name. Instead of going to the internet to Google something, Microsoft wants us to Bing it. But is a jazzy new name enough to get people to make the switch? Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
Branding expert Alan Adamson says Google has some of the most powerful brand appeal in the world.
It's become synonymous with easy, effective search.
Microsoft reportedly aims to overcome that with a fresh name for its new and improved search site. Here's the challenge, though. When I say Bing, what comes to mind?
Sing a song, Mr. Bing Crosby.
Sing, Bing, sing.
Wear the blue of the night.
Yeah, that could be a problem. Maybe, though, it's really just a reference to the imaginary sound a light bulb makes going on over your head. Microsoft reportedly plans to spend up to $100 million ad dollars to drill this idea into our heads. And Adamson says, who knows, that might be enough to persuade a respectable share to try Binging instead of Googling. After all, it's not the first quirky name for searching the internet.
Yahoo!
And if you think about it, Bing is really no more dated than that other word.
Barney Google, put his googly eyes. Barney Google, put his googly eyes.
Bada bing. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
McDonald's lately has been pushing a lot of Java. The Financial Times says it plans to open hundreds of new McCafés in Europe. Starbucks has already scaled back operations there, having closed nearly 1,000 stores in a year and a half. Mickey D's figures now's a good time as any to become the European coffee king, or clown.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. American Public Media presents The Next American Dream. What will it look like? Find out more at nextamericandream.org.
Chicago will learn later in the year whether it will host the 2016 Summer Olympics. If it does, the Windy City can thank its hometown connection to President Obama. He says he'll create a special White House office if Chicago gets the gold. WBEZ's Natalie Moore explains.
If Chicago gets to host the 2016 Summer Games, President Obama will appoint advisor Valerie Jarrett to head a special White House office. Unlike foreign governments, the U.S. doesn't offer any financial help to host cities. This new White House Olympic office would give moral support and coordinate events. Carson Cunningham is an Olympic historian at DePaul University. He says President Obama's public commitment is good for Chicago's bid.
The main thing, giving Chicago a legitimate shot to actually win the right to host. So I just think it's another factor in that part of the dynamic.
Chicago is competing against Madrid, Tokyo, and Rio de Janeiro. The International Olympic Committee chooses the host city in October. In Chicago, I'm Natalie Moore for Marketplace.
A lot of pomp and pain in trying to get the Olympic Games. Stefan Schmeinsky is an economics professor at the Cass Business School in London. He wrote the book Playbooks and Checkbooks. So, Professor, what's the bottom line here?
The city that wins the game, or the country that ends up hosting the games, ends up spending a huge amount of money and really spends much more than any kind of financial return that they can ever generate from the event.
Give me some examples of some cities, some places that have put in a lot of money, maybe overspent and didn't get their money returned.
Well, perhaps the best example in recent years was the Athens Olympics in 2004, where the government spent upwards of $12 to $15 billion in hosting the Games. And they really never made any return. The Greek economy, in fact, seemed to have suffered as a result. In fact, when it comes to tourist numbers, what the Greek government promised was that the tourist numbers would go up, people would come to watch the Games. But in fact, in 2004, tourist arrivals in Greece actually fell.
So why is it this formula? Why is this allowed?
The real root of the problem is that all of the governments who wish to host the Games are not prepared to stand up to the Olympic authorities. But it would be very easy if we wanted to change things, if the IOC were willing to change things. Let me give you an example. Instead of giving the Games to the city that offers to pay the most money or the country that offers to pay the most money to host it, you could award the Games to the country that could show that it increased participation in sports in their country to the greatest extent over the last 5 years. You still get a competition, but now it'd be a competition to do something useful, which is to spread sports more deeply within society rather than just spending public money.
All right, Stefan Schmeinsky, an economics professor at the Cass Business School in London. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.